Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Tyler Smith of the Still Runners, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio. From a town she'd never known, with a heartache no drink could ever heal. A heartache no drink could ever heal. Tequila, sunrise, evening, moonshine, you'll never get relief. But when your soul is black as Harlan County coal, Jesus up in heaven, or Satan down in hell, you better choose who'll help you deal. With a heartache no drink could ever heal. With a heartache no drink could ever heal.
Make it sound pretty.
Sometimes he thinks about her and the love they once had, staring out at sunshine through these prison bars. And they picked him up, still dripping blood from the blade that brought the cure to the heartache no drink could ever heal. To the heartache no drink could ever heal. Sunrise, evening, moonshine, you'll never get relief when your soul is black as Harlan County coal. Jesus up in heaven or Satan down in hell, you better choose who'll help you deal. With a heartache no drink could ever heal. With a heartache no drink could ever heal. With a heartache no drink could ever heal. With a heartache no drink could ever heal.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
Natalie, you're also from Harlan?
I started out taking classical violin lessons when I was 7 years old, and by the time I was 12, I decided that it was like I just woke up one day and decided I want to be a fiddle player, so here I am.
Really? So at what point in your violin career did you actually decide you're going to sort of split from classical? Then, how old were you?
Well, I was 12 when that pretty much happened, but all the years I had been taking classical violin lessons, my parents would have to pretty much force me to practice, and I wanted to play, but I didn't know what I wanted to play. And as long as I can remember, my mommy always had like bluegrass music on the radio and classic country music, and I acknowledged it, but I never really thought I could play that. And I decided that I wanted to learn the fiddle part today. I went down to Georgia, and that's where I consider that's where that started. And from there, it just kind of exploded after a while, but I guess the main point in that is after hearing Jerusalem Ridge by Bill Monroe and Kenny Baker, I heard that and I went home and I had to learn it, and I learned it in 6 hours by ear that day when I was about 14 then. I was just dying to get in a bluegrass band, and for everybody that don't know me, I'm mainly a country and bluegrass fiddle player, but I'll play with anybody in any kind of music. I'll try anything pretty much, but I mainly play with a group out of Whitesburg, Kentucky called Sunrise Ridge, and we play traditional bluegrass, and I graduated from the Kentucky School of Bluegrass and Traditional Music this past May.
In Hyden?
Yeah.
That's Hyden School. All right.
And I come out of there with a fiddle album, and it charted on global charts.
Wow.
It was number one on the AirPlay Direct global album charts, and it stayed in the bluegrass charts for 7 months. Thank you. I'm real proud of that, and my family's supported me the whole way, but some of the special guests on that album, I'm sure you all have heard of before, they're the instructors from the Kentucky School of Bluegrass, and that would be Virgil Bowen, Scott Napier, Dean Osborne, the Price sisters, Lauren and Leanna Price. They played
here
before.
We are familiar with them. They've been on the program here.
A man named Jim Harp, and I'm sure you all know Bobby Osborne of the Osborne Brothers.
I think we've heard of those people.
Yep.
That's a pretty good star power on an album. Well, very nice to meet you. Beautiful playing. I look forward to hearing the album.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
See that place someday that I've heard about for all of my life, and I know the road there ain't easy, and I know the road there is long. I want to leave I don't belong around here anymore. I've lost interest in everything, 'cause I only want to be with you, Lord. And you know that heaven is where I want to be. I'm talking about heaven. See those golden streets. Oh, that I've heard about for all of my life. And I know the road there ain't easy, and I know the road there is long. I want to leave world sitting here, 'cause I don't belong around here anymore. I've lost interest in everything, 'cause I only want to be with you, Lord. And you know that heaven is where I want to be. I'm talking about heaven. It's the only place for me. Heaven comes with a price tag, a cost of admission I'd gladly pay. 'Cause are you willing to sacrifice all that you have to gain eternity? No.
Hey, Greg. How cool it is that you could get your dad to join the band and play bass with you.
Yeah.
Everybody's sort of sitting there quietly. Does he know that's not your dad?
Since I can't grow the hair anymore, he's got to carry on the tradition.
Oh, you probably could if you tried. Did you have long hair when you were a teenager?
Yeah.
Did you? Greg, when did you start playing drums?
Junior high, high school. We had a fellow come around and give us a music aptitude test, and then I wanted to play drums, but he didn't have a drum for sale. He had a saxophone, so I and everybody else around me suffered through the saxophone for a year. And my parents finally gave in, and I ended up playing the drums.
The musical aptitude test just intrigues
me.
Oh,
it was a sales thing, you know, local music store.
So you got into drumming, and did you dive into it deep? Did your parents have to force you to practice?
No. I dove into it deep on my own. I practiced a lot in high school. I went to camps in the summer to improve my playing. At EKU, they had the Stephen Collins Foster Music Camp.
I did that
a couple of years. I did a summer in Berkeley at Boston. And
you did?
Yeah. I got to work with some of their faculty. That was a good experience. And then when I graduated from high school, I went to University of Tennessee and started out in their jazz program there.
You were really exposed to a variety of different styles of playing.
Yeah.
So do you like to play a lot of different styles, and do you have an opportunity to play things other than country?
I do like to play different things, and I will when given a chance. Most bands around our area have banjos, not horns. So I don't get to play too much jazz, but I approach it to be more musical drummer rather than just, you know, try to be flashy or loud. Or, you know, I try to support the singer or the instrumentalist, whatever. I think that's where my training really helps me.
There's somebody up on the stage we haven't met yet. We don't have time to talk to everybody, but I want you all to know Adam Brock is up here playing harmonica. So if you hear harmonica coming through in the music, there is one other person. And then he who has not really yet been mentioned except as the father of the drummer, and he's really the son of the drummer, it's Forrest, and he's playing that bass guitar, so give him a hand too.
No matter what he tries, she has
with a man down on Red House Lane. 'Cause ever since he put a ring upon her finger, she ain't been the same.
All right, I want to bring a friend up here. I'm just going to tell y'all something. This is probably the most talented female singer in Appalachia right now. I'm talking a big game for you there. This is Miss Beck Smallwood from Beck and the Starlight Review, everybody.
Put the pressure on me, didn't he? No, how about Tyler and his gang of Harlems? They say you never get out of Harlem alive, but here they are, so.
We made it. Well, we appreciate you being here, dear. We really do.
Hey, it's always good to be at Red Barn. Well, yeah. Every night's a good night at Red Barn.
I heard that. All right, so this song is called You've Done Made Up Your Mind, and let me tell you the story behind this song right quick. Me and Beck, we're doing a filming for a special over at the Mountain Arts Center, and Beck looks at me and says, Tyler, I love the way that you sing. And I was like, oh, thanks, you know, and all that stuff, you know. And she said, I would love to sing a song with you sometime. You pick one out, and we'll do it. So I said, why don't I just write one instead? So that's what this song is. It's a song that I wrote with Beck in mind.
Aww. Yeah.
I was waiting for the awes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's your cue, crowd.
How can I trust someone who's failed so many times? And you've been drinking with the boys again, and I don't like the man that turns you in. And baby, my heart just breaks knowing what could have been. I've done made up my mind.
I'll never turn your love away.
You better prove it if I stay.
And I'll never burn another day.
You better prove it if I stay.
And I'll never break your heart and make you cry. No.
You better prove it if I stay.
Mind. Oh, together we can make it through.
Even if it's just me and you,
let's stick together to the end. We've done made up our mind.
We would like to thank Tyler Smith and the Still Runners and for Beck Smallwood for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. Thank you all for listening to our webcast and watching us on Facebook Live and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region, and then share the treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall here at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com/Lexington.
And now we're going to welcome back Tyler Smith and the Still Runners with their special guest with a very special song that has a lot of meaning to us being Kentuckians.
Good Bun Radio would like to thank Tyler, Greg, Forrest, Lauren, Adam, and Natalie, Tyler Smith and the Still Runners for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.